I wish I would have built the mobile app simultaneously with the web app. That's one thing I feel like I should have made that decision instead of waiting to build the web app first and then the mobile app second. So I would have took that approach because I feel like we would have saved some more time and money by doing that. So as we're building our features out, we have to still keep in mind the features and how they're going to be in the mobile app as well. I'm Lakeisha Turner, co-founder and CTO of AlgoCare.
This is Code Story, the podcast bringing you interviews with tech visionaries who share in the critical moments of what it takes to change an industry and build and lead a team that has your back. I'm your host, Noah Labhart, and today how Lakeisha Turner built the platform to automate stock trades and grow portfolios for everyone. All this and more on Code Story. Lakeisha Turner is a strong woman. She has her hands full as a single mom of a 16-year-old girl and an 8-year-old boy. She's a breast cancer survivor and a lover of classical music, previously playing instruments in her high school days. She chose a tech path at a very early age, heavily influenced by her grade school computer science teacher, ultimately leading to her decision to pursue a career in technology. When she's not building technology, she likes to take trips with her kids. And each weekend, she tries to plan something fun and exciting for them to do as a family. A little bit ago, Lakeisha was approached by her founder, Ronnie Green, about utilizing her tech expertise to build out his vision for automated algorithmic trading and portfolio management. This is the creation story of AlgoPair.
AlgoPair automates the trading process by matching a trader's investment portfolio with an algorithm bot that best fits their risk level and their goals. So we ask them a series of questions to determine what their risk level is, and we help them match an algorithm to place on their brokerage account. Our mission is to break the exclusivity in finance and help average people grow their wealth. Well, I was approached by my co-founder, Ronnie Green. He found me on LinkedIn, and you know, I've been an engineer for a very long time, so he pretty much needed somebody to help him implement the product. We talked very extensively about what he wanted to do. From there, I gave him suggestions on what we needed to do to get started. We started with hiring a couple of UX designers. We explained the product. You know, they gave us like some, you know, basic design to get started with. So from there, I chose the stack that we were going to use, the hosting and all the technology that's going to go behind that. So that's how we got started. Initially, it was just me, and then we brought in a team.
Tell me about the MVP. So that you chose your technologies and then you built that first product. Tell me about the MVP. What sort of tools you used to bring it to life? How long it took you? Things like that.
Initially, we had a different MVP. So our initial MVP took a few months to build. We went to a early accelerator program where we got more information about our product and our customer. And we discovered that the MVP that we had was not really what our customer needed, our customer wanted. So we had to pivot. The pivot took a while to get the new MVP out because we had already built this other MVP. So like pivoting was a little challenging. We also changed our name and rebranded on top of that. And that affects everything. So it took to pivot, I would say about like 7 months to do the pivot and actually be able to launch, 7 to 8 months maybe. We finally did that. So the tools that we used for building the product was AWS. We built it on top of AWS. I chose the least expensive route, which and chose to go with the serverless methodologies, serverless stack. So we did that and made all of our APIs, and we designed the front end separately. That's what we did to get the product off the ground.
When you're doing any MVP, you've got to make certain decisions and trade-offs on, and you're talking about some of them, about, what do we build when, what technologies do we use, we'll accept this technical debt here. You mentioned cost, right? You're going to measure those costs. So tell me about some of those decisions and trade-offs you had to make when you were building your MVP and your early prototype, and how you coped with those decisions.
When we decided to do the pivot, a lot of things changed. We had a lot of components that were no longer valid. And then we also had to refactor a lot of components. Instead of rebuilding the entire app, I chose to refactor our components and then use a lot of the components that we already had. And we enhanced and added features with those. So just to kind of reduce the amount of time that it would take for building a whole new MVP. With that, we had to do a lot of things, like we changed our host. We're initially hosting with AWS, but then we're hosting with somebody else. So now we're pointing our AWS S3 buckets to another server. So, initially that was not the case. So we had to maybe contact AWS to figure out how to do that with the host that we had. So that was a little bit challenging in itself. And so I think the major trade-off was the pivot. That was really big. I'm glad that if we were going to pivot, we pivoted early versus later on,
Okay. So then that point, you did the pivot, right? You got the product built. How did you progress it from there, and how are you going about maturing the product and building your roadmap to decide, okay, this is the next most important thing to build?
Well, we're basing that on customer feedback, what our customers want. And that's how we're determining the most important feature to build next. So our customers are wanting the ability to have additional brokers. Right now, we're only working with one broker. Additional brokers like popular ones like TD Ameritrade. So that's going to be our focus now. So we're going to make sure that we get that in there so that customers have more trading options. That's how we're building our roadmap, based on customer feedback.
How are you going about aggregating that feedback? How are you getting that feedback from your customers?
So our CEO is doing customer interviews. He walks new customers through signing up for the app, lets them talk it through, and just give, oh, can this do this? Like, if we don't have that feature, he's making notes. Oh, the customers are asking for this. So he'll do quite a few customers in a week, and we get lots of feedback.
What brokers are you connected with initially? You mentioned going to someone like TD Ameritrade. Who are you using now?
Alpaca.
Alpaca, yeah. I know Alpaca. Yeah, I actually interviewed their CTO. Probably been 6 months or so now.
We really like them, and the CEO has been really helpful.
So you mentioned this a little bit earlier. I'm going to double back on it. How did you go about building your team? You said it was just you and your co-founder in the beginning, and then you brought on some more people. How did you go about that process, and what did you look for in those individuals to indicate that they were the winning horses to join you?
We started with interns. Like, we went on, Crunchbase and universities that were, university students that were, looking to maybe do some internships and learn. So I picked a few people based on, first of all, they were really eager to learn. And some of them had already done boot camps in React. Some of them haven't, but I chose them based on their eagerness and how, well versed they were. Not specifically the language that I wanted to build in, but in what they were doing. A lot of them are computer science students, so that type of thing. When they did come on, A lot of them didn't know the stack that we were working on. So I provided materials for them to learn it, gave them time, and then they were able to go from there. And also, you know, gave them a code base to work from. And I also did a lot of mentoring as well. I've mentored most everybody on the team, and everybody's like, you know, pretty good now. And we're able to sometimes like able to secure employment, you know, going forward because of the mentorship that they received and the internship that they did with AlgoPair.
Well, let's talk about scalability a little bit. So did you build this to scale efficiently from day one, or are you fighting this as you grow?
I feel like the stack that I chose is very scalable, and I feel like we're scaling pretty well. Building it on top of AWS allows it to scale. You know, building it serverless, so I mean, it really doesn't. We don't have to worry about you know, space and like how much you know we're using. So we pay as we go. So it's pretty scalable.
In your structure, maybe even in your models or your data structures, have you built in scalable approaches or algorithms, or is that going to be a refactoring exercise later?
We did build our structure pretty scalable too, like the automation for, you know, the trades and all of that stuff. That is very scalable. So the way that we structured our algorithms and all of those things is very, very scalable for what we need to do.
Yeah. Well, as you step out on the balcony and you look across all that you've built, what are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of the people that we chose to take this journey with us, and they stuck with us throughout the rough times and they were able to follow through. I had the opportunity to work with some amazing individuals and had the opportunity to make an impact on some of their lives, and they have mine. So it's really the journey itself, the working with the people to build this. And it's very exciting.
Well, let's flip the script a little bit. Tell me about a mistake you made and how you and your team responded to it.
I made several mistakes. So some mistakes in defining tasks and how to implement them. Usually if a mistake is something like that is made, it's brought to my attention that, you know, that the mistake was made. And then my team usually adapts and, you know, allows me to make the correction or makes the correction on their own for me. So we pretty much help each other.
What does the future look like for your product and for your team?
We plan to secure a lead investor so that we can continue to build, grow, and scale the AlgoPair team and the product. And we have many things planned in the future, and we look forward to becoming one of the top financial companies. Features that I'm really excited about. This is going to answer one of the other questions that I wish I would have done. But like, you know, building out the mobile app, I wish I would have built the mobile app simultaneously with the web app. That's one thing I feel like I should have made that decision instead of waiting to build the web app first and then the mobile app second. Also, us becoming our own broker. That's another thing that we really want to do. So we're working on the regulations for that and all of that stuff.
Well, Lakeisha, who influences the way that you work? Name a CEO, a CTO, an architect, really any person. Name a person that you look up to and why.
Well, to be honest, like the person that I most look up to, you know, may not be a CTO, CEO, or whatever, but I really admire her as a person, and I feel like she's a savvy businesswoman, and you know, she's just done so much in her life, and it's Michelle Obama. That's who I look up to. All political things aside, that's who I look up to as a person. I can relate to her stories, her challenges, you know, just trying to succeed in life. So I've faced a lot of those same challenges, and I can relate to the things that she's done. I feel like, you know, she was able to overcome a lot, and I feel like I will be able to do that as well.
Well, you mentioned this already, but I'm going to ask it again. So I'm going to give you a chance to either elaborate on it or say something else. So if you could go back to the beginning, what would you do differently, or where would you consider taking a different approach?
Yeah, doing that web app together with so I would have took that approach because I feel like we would have saved some more time and money by doing that. So as we're building our features out, we have to still keep in mind the features and how they're going to be in the web app. I'm sorry, in the mobile app as well. If I would have just had the structure already there, and then, you know, built tasks when we have tasks for the web app and also have a mobile task, we could be, you know, having releases for both items at the same time. That is the thing that I would have done, you know, going back. I wish I would have done that sooner.
Last question, Lakeisha. You're getting on a plane and you're sitting next to a young entrepreneur who's built the next big thing. They're jazzed about it. They can't wait to show it off to the world. They can't wait to show it off to you right there on the plane. What advice do you give that person, having gone down this road a bit?
Well, I would tell them to definitely get a mentor and ask for advice, you know, before, like, you know, making any types of moves or anything. Just make sure you have somebody that's been down that road before and that could give you like sound advice so that you can save money and time. Also, maybe like do market research, do a lot of market research before you get into your product development. Make sure this is something that, you know, customers want, so that you know can avoid a pivot, you know, because a pivot is costly with time and money. And then build a good network. Utilize your network too. So the network is very important when you're doing something like this. So
very cool. That's excellent. Well, Lakeisha, thank you for being on the show today. Thank you for telling the creation story of AlgoPair.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And this concludes another chapter of Code Story. Code Story is hosted and produced by Noah Laphart. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or the podcasting app of your choice. Support the show on patreon.com/codestory for just $5 to $10 a month. And when you get a chance, leave us a review. Both things help us out tremendously. And thanks again for listening.
Into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.